Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little ZZ Top bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Leslie Grossman is our guest, our good friend, an outstanding Vistage chair. If you know what Vistage is, go to Vistage.com, and you can see what a chair does in that organization. But she helps people just like you and me. She's a coach, a facilitator of roundtable, a CEO roundtable type of scenario. That's what Vistage does, and helps the people just like you and me put our best foot forward. She's the author of a number of important books, including Link Out, and she's an almost 10-year member of our Brain Trust. Leslie, thanks again for being here. We're talking about things that your mother taught. I'm calling it things your mother taught you to do that you should do when you're in church or when you're out in polite company. But when you're marketplace, if you stick to the letter of Mama's law, you might get behind.
Right.
Be independent, you say. Yep, you know, your mother says, be independent, you know, don't wait on others, you know, make your own way, right?
Right.
I'm that way.
I know. Well, we need to make our own way, but don't think that you can do it by yourself, because people that are successful all are surrounded by what I call your entourage, people that are experts, that are leaders. You need others to help you achieve your goals. We all need others. And when we try to do it all by ourselves, guess what? We're not going to get to that goal, to that vision that we have. So I think that we need to be a little bit independent, but mostly collaborative.
Guys don't ask for help because we don't like asking for help. We don't like reading directions. Having a map. We just like to wing it, you know. So guys, we're more like that because of our testosterone. Women are less likely. I think women are less likely. Women are more likely to not be so independent. But I do worry that sometimes they think if they ask a question, people will get the idea that they're not competitive.
Well, and also I think there's a difference. Women do ask. They are collaborative in their personal lives. But when they get to the business world, sometimes they think that they can't ask questions, that they don't want to. They see the guys all together, and they don't know how to break in and ask for them for help, find a mentor, find a sponsor to help them move up. Or as a business owner, they don't want to look like they don't know.
Do you think that part of the reason why women are that way is because they tried once with a woman and they got burned? Sheryl Sandberg wrote a book about that.
Yep, she certainly did, Lean In, which is a great book. And there are some women that do not help other women.
Why is that?
Some women, and particularly, you know, I think the older generation that felt very competitive and felt, well, they made it, but they worked so hard they don't want to help others and make it easier for them. It's a really bad attitude.
And it's not healthy. It's not a good thing when a 40-year-old woman looks back, or a 50-year-old woman looks back on her career and said, men helped me, but women didn't.
That's right. That's absolutely not good. So women really need to be willing to ask for help, and not just to other women, to men. To be able to share where they want to go, what they want to achieve. And usually there will be men around them as well as women that will help them today.
Yeah.
But you have to ask. And if you don't ask, if you just sit there pretending like you can do it by yourself, you're not going to get the help you need to achieve what you want. Women as well as men.
I told an employee, a shiny new employee recently, I said, well, look at the difference in our ages. Obviously, you're not going to finish your career with me. And I said, so I'm hoping that I can teach you something while you're employed here. I hope I can teach you something that when you look back years later, you learn something here that lasts you the rest of your life. That's what I hope that I can do for these folks.
Right. That's a great thing. And even when you look back on the whole internship thing, that's going on now. I mean, like, everybody wants to be an intern, and they should be. I mean, when you're coming out of college, God, there's no better way for training to be an intern. Mm-hmm. But being an intern is having people help you, guide you, provide the kind of advice that you're talking about that you do for your employees, you know, and not just having them do Xeroxing or whatever it is, making copies. It's really guiding them.
Well, the kids these days, the interns these days, they come out of school. That's the thing. That's the reason why we hire a lot of kids right out of college, because they got so much capability.
Right.
I mean, they're smarter than we were in terms of being able to contribute than we were when we came right out of college. When I did, Leslie, I mean, you're decades younger than me, but back in my day, you know, we didn't know anything. All right. So concurrent with all this, connected to all that, is another one of your points, which is help others achieve their goals before your own. What do you think about that?
I mean, when you're at a company, the thing that, as an employee and of a small business, the goal is to help the company be successful. And if you can help the company be successful, then you'll be successful too. You'll be moving up along with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's so important. First of all, the leader and all of us out there, business owners, we have to share the vision that we have with our team. If we don't share it with our team and they don't know what our goals are, then how can they help us, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's so important that we share that vision, and often we don't as business owners.
Right. Link Out is Leslie's new book, How to Turn Your Network into a Chain of Lasting Connections. Whatever Leslie does, ladies and gentlemen, is top shelf, so you want to find it. Leslie, give us your website again, please.
LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com.
There it is. Two S's in Grossman. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about work-life balance. I love this part. And this is where I think men and women have a tough time with this. I know I do. Our businesses weave a very fine seam between it and our lives. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.